This is an All Ears English Podcast, episode 279, part one. Listen to a real, spontaneous first time meeting in English. Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, where you'll finally get real native English conversation and fluency for business and life. We believe in connection, not perfection, when it comes to learning English. Now, here are your hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. Today, you'll get to witness a real, natural, unrehearsed example of how to get to know someone in English through authentic conversation. Today, we have a guest on our show. Our guest is based in Berlin, Germany, but has lived all over the world. He's an English teacher who believes in the importance of developing authentic confidence as a way to connect with the world through English. He's the founder and creator of the Be in English approach and has helped many students succeed with his system. Our guest today is Mo Ridifer. Now let's get started. This podcast is sponsored by Indeed. As a business owner myself, I've learned that the most important key to success is having a great team. But it can be time-consuming, reading through tons of resumes. Need to hire a great candidate at your company? Why not eliminate the busy work? Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so that you can connect with candidates faster. Just in the minute that I've been talking to you, 23 hires were made on Indeed, according to Indeed data worldwide. So join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. Listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/AEE. Just go to Indeed.com/AEE right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/AEE. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. So, hey, Mo, how's it going today? How are you?
Very good, Lindsay. Nice to meet you. Now, did I get it right? Are you from the States?
You did get it right. And let me know where you're from. I thought I saw New Zealand. Is that right?
Well, it's confusing, actually, Lindsay, because I'm calling you from Berlin, Germany, but I'm actually
right.
From New Zealand. And so
wow.
I'm kind of curious. Are you born in the States or somewhere else?
I was born in the States. Yeah, I was born in New Hampshire in a small town in New England, so kind of near Boston.
So that means kind of like more East Coast culture, less West Coast culture.
Yes, I would definitely say that the culture that I was brought up in is very much an East Coast sort of atmosphere, right? It gets cold here, but generally people are friendly. And where did you grow up, Mo? Did you grow up in New Zealand or in Berlin?
I mean, it's great that you're asking, Lindsay, because if I don't say, people will think, you know, oh, he must be German or something. So my first 21 years in New Zealand, and since then, and I'm 54, and that's important to kind of get a feeling about that. Maybe is it okay to ask?
How old
I
am?
Sure.
You can ask how old I am.
It's okay
to say. It's okay to say. Would you like to know how old I am? Is that what you're asking?
I would.
So I am 33.
33. So, thank you.
Yeah.
It gives me a feeling about you and you know where you might come from. So I was born 21 years in New Zealand, but I've lived in three cities in Australia for 6 years. I've lived in three places on both coasts for more than 6 years in the States. I've lived in three places in England for 6 years. And I've lived about more than 2 years in Asia, mostly India. Namaste for any people
Namaste.
From that part of the world. And I recently came back from Saudi Arabia.
Wonderful. So you've been. So have you been teaching English in all these places, or did you have another career before this? Or
for me, I've been teaching for. Let me see. Started maybe nearly three decades ago, but focused on English, and this has become my passion. Has been the last nearly 15 years.
Yeah. Wow, it's so great to be able to travel and teach English, isn't it? That's fantastic.
Yeah. I mean, my traveling was. Because I just felt connected with the world, I guess, you know?
Yeah.
And what I was surprised about is that I was able to do so much traveling in the English-speaking world. And you know, it was only 13 years ago that I came to Germany. And I had to, and that was a whole different experience because I had to start talking German.
And how do you like the lifestyle in Berlin? I've heard
great.
It's a really fun city.
It's great. It's great. And it's cheap.
Yeah, I've
it's
heard
cheap.
That.
It's great. It's not Boston prices.
It's cheap. It's the only remaining cool city that is still cheap, right? It's the only remaining interesting artistic city that is still at a relatively reasonable prices in terms of rent, I would imagine, right?
Lindsay, I can see you're very good at your job. I have to... got 10 minutes. I'm in a race. I want to find out so much about you in just 10 minutes. I'm in a race. So I'm going to be more direct than, and I hope, of course, with respect. Have you mostly lived on the East Coast or have you lived in other countries as well?
Yeah, I've spent a good amount of time abroad, actually. So I spent about a year and a half in Tokyo living in Japan teaching. Yeah, Japan is such a wonderful place to live. It's just fantastic. I spent about a year in Latin America, and I spent a semester in Paris. So lots of good traveling, although my traveling is not over. I'm going to do more in the future. I'm hoping to do some traveling and you know, going abroad to meet our audience, our listeners, for All Ears English.
Exciting. Yeah. Do some meetups around the world. That sounds really...
Yeah, that's the idea.
So I'm always, you know, for me and what I do, I am most alive doing exactly what I'm doing right now. You know,
it
that means when I connect with somebody around the world and we can find a way to talk to each other from Russia or China or wherever, and I can meet their English where it is, and they start to feel, wow, I've got enough English.
Yeah.
I'm out of this world beyond my own language area, I get so excited about that. And I'm kind of, and so I'm always interested, why do they want English? Is it because they want to travel or is it for work? And I'm always interested about that. And I'm very interested for you, Lindsay, what makes you excited about what you're doing?
Yeah, you know, I think it's similar to what you said. You know, here at All Ears English, our kind of slogan, as you know, is connection, not perfection.
Yeah, So cool.
I've seen a lot of students as I've been teaching. I taught in New York City for a while and I taught abroad. And I saw students really struggling with perfectionism and they treated English learning like a math equation.
Yeah.
And I don't want our listeners to look at it that way because it just makes us tense up and become anxious, right?
That's it.
And that's what stops the communication. So on this show and in general in my teaching philosophy, I like to emphasize the connection, right, between people. So let's not be so concerned about having perfect grammar, perfect vocabulary, perfect accents. Let's focus on the magic that happens between two people, as you said, when we can get our point across and we can form that kind of emotional bond on whatever level we're looking for.
Well, it's interesting, Lindsay, if I could pick you up on that, because I'm jealous of your slogan. Connection, not perfection. Can I steal it?
No.
Those Americans, they know how to get their trademark nailed down. Reputation. It's a great slogan. But what I'm interested in is, what about the connection before we even open our mouths?
This episode is brought to you by La Quinta by Wyndham. Your work can take you all over the place, like Texas. You've never been, but it's going to be great because you're staying at La Quinta by Wyndham. Their free bright side breakfast will give you energy for the day ahead. And after, you can unwind using their free high-speed Wi-Fi. Tonight, La Quinta. Tomorrow, you shine. Book your stay today at LQ.com.
Yes. Yeah, no, I think that's important in terms, but what do you mean specifically? Well, can you be a little bit more specific in your question?
Yeah. So if you can pay attention, if you start to enter a room, you can feel, you have a feeling, if you tune into it, you have a feeling, is this a room where people are relaxed or they're tense, or you can feel it even before you open the door. But certainly when you do open the door, you've got life experience. You can look at the clothes or the body language, and you've got life experience from your whole life. And there are differences between different countries about body language, but that already, you know, am I tuned in to speak for me? I speak German. I learned it here. You can learn a language as an adult. Absolutely.
That's right. Thank you for saying that. That's important for our listeners.
Yeah,
absolutely.
It's not. I have to say, I come from New Zealand. I have to travel 3,000 kilometers before I meet a country that does not speak English as a first language.
Right, 3,000 kilometers.
So, you know, as an adult, I was confronted with German being here, but you can walk into a room and you can be tuned in to speaking English, and you can be tuned in already starting to think about the language that you need to speak.
Absolutely.
And that can happen before you even open your mouth. That can happen before the other person says a word.
Absolutely. And I think one thing that's important, I think a lot about, you know, anxiety and the way that our listeners kind of react, they tend to tense up and get nervous. One thing that's important is not to kind of project our own anxiety onto the people around us, right? So we might walk into a room and we might be really tense and nervous, and we assume that other people are feeling the same way and feeling that way towards us, but it might not be the case.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So we need to kind of walk in there with kind of a blank slate as much as we can.
Yeah. And one real trick that I always talk with people about is, hey, we often don't feel at home in our second language. And this is a key point of my own approach. But if we keep our attention on the faces of the other people, which is difficult to do in Saudi Arabia if you happen to be talking to if you're speaking as a man to a woman, you need to respect the culture. Very important.
Right,
that's
right,
very
right.
important, mm-hmm. and there are good reasons for that. But still, out of the corner of your eye, you can notice their reaction to your words, and you keep your focus away from your discomfort and focused on the other person. And when you just start to speak and you see the reaction from the other people.
Well, I think that that's really key, what you just said. And this is something that we've talked about a little bit on this show, is how can we get out of our own heads and really focus on the other person? Like, how can you help that person in any given connection, conversation, exchange? There's always something that person might need from you.
Right.
And how can we think of it in that sense instead of, oh, what are they thinking about me? How do I feel? How do I look? You know, all of those things are really just keeping us in our heads and keeping us kind of caught up.
I love that, Lindsay, because you know, there's only one attitude that really works when we're terrified. You know, and sometimes we're terrified. If it's a job interview, a really important job interview, we're going to be shaking in our boots.
That's a good expression, shaking in our boots.
I chose it. I've done my job long enough to choose my language.
Right.
In that moment, if we think, how can I help the other person, even if we're terrified, this will give us a way to be focused on the other person and find a way out of the terror.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. And all of a sudden we see the world. It's just really a slight switch of the mind, right? It's just a shift.
Yeah.
And once we go through that shift, we see things completely differently. Yeah. So we want to encourage our listeners to do that.
So it's not moving away from what we've learned so much in school, much less focus on the correctness of our words or the breadth or scope of our vocabulary and the correctness of our grammar. We can, with work with someone like me, we can see clearly exactly if we have enough English, having enough English is letting go of the idea we will ever be a native speaker. We will never.
Right.
I will never be a native speaker in German. I'm married to a German. I will never be a native speaker of German. And I don't need to. I can still give speeches in German to many people.
And I can still
deliver my message. And I'm not from Germany. I'm from New Zealand.
No.
And that's okay.
Absolutely. I think that's a really good point.
You know?
Yeah, our listeners. So a lot of times we get emails from our listeners and they tell us, you know, we ask them what their biggest challenge is. And they say, I want to speak English like an American or like a native. And we say, well, you don't, you know, it's a good goal to want to sound as natural as possible. But at some point, we're never going to sound completely 100% natural. And that has to be okay.
Yeah.
So as you said, I find your message inspiring, and we're going to talk about your message a little bit more in the next couple of episodes,
right?
But to turn that attention away from, I want to sound as natural as I can, and if I don't sound 100% natural, I can't open my mouth. No, it's more about, again, what's happening between the two of you, and what are the other aspects that you can see about that person beyond the correctness of your vocabulary.
Yeah, and apologies for stepping on your words as you were ending.
This is what we do.
This is what men can do with women, and I know myself doing
me.
That.
And women can do with men, by the way.
I think men have more practice for a lot longer doing that. I completely lost what I wanted to say. That's great.
Yeah, that happens too with men often.
I'm a native speaker. I've lost my words. I lost what I wanted to say.
It happens with natives. Well, that's okay. Well, maybe we can actually wrap up this conversation. This has been great, Mo. It's been great getting to know you and getting a little bit of a hint of your method.
Mm-hmm.
And in the next couple of episodes today, we're going to be talking a little bit more about how you teach English and what you believe is really important for English learners to learn to do, the skills that are really key for them to develop.
Thank you so much, Lindsay.
Okay. Thanks, Mo. Take care.
Thanks for listening to All Ears English. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, follow our show wherever you listen to podcasts to make sure you don't miss anything. See you next time.
Our kids have said to us since we've moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See what makes Minnesota the star of the North. New residents share why they love calling it home at exploreminnesota.com/live.